This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. He said the projects launched today will strengthen infrastructure, improve connectivity and enhance the ease of living of people in the city.
Aaj jo metro ka naya section shuru hua hai, उसे राजधानी के लाखों लोगों को बहुत बड़ी सुविधा मिलने वाली है, खासतौर पर पूर्वी और उत्तर पूर्वी दिल्ली के लोगों के लिए अब रोज का सफर पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आसान होगा। इन सबके साथ ही गाजियाबाद, नोएडा, फरीदाबाद और गुरुग्राम जैसे एनसीआर के शहरों से दिल्ली के अलग अलग हिस्सों में आना जाना और भी आसान हो जाएगा।
Prime Minister said India is scripting a new chapter in women empowerment and they are playing an important role in the country's development. On lapses at President Draupadi Murmu's event in West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi accused the TMC government in West Bengal of insulting President Murmu.
के आदिवासी राष्ट्रपति का गौर अपमान करने वाली टीएमसी की एक गंदी राजनीति और सत्ता का अहंकार बहुत ही जल्द चूर चूर होकर रहेगा। पश्चिम बंगाल की प्रबुद्ध जनता टीएमसी को एक नारी के अपमान के लिए, एक आदिवासी के अपमान के लिए और देश के महामना राष्ट्रपति के अपमान के लिए कभी भी माफ नहीं करेगा।
The BJP has criticized the TMC government in West Bengal for not maintaining protocol during the visit of President Draupadi Murmu and abruptly changing the venue of International Santhal Conference held in the state yesterday. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said opposition allies, including the TMC, have leveled allegations that the constitution is under threat, but the TMC has brought disrespect to the country's highest constitutional authority through its conduct. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared an article in a social media post written by Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports Raksha Khadse on the success of augmenting study materials in Indian languages through translation and academic writing Asmita initiative. Prime Minister Modi described Asmita as a vertical of Khelo India mission which was conceived to promote sports among women across the country. He added that the article underlines Sports Ministry's efforts to ensure gender neutrality in sports. Nine fishermen who met with an accident about 80 nautical miles off the Kerala coast have been rescued by the Indian Coast Guard. The fishing boat, which had set out from Kanyakumari yesterday, reportedly met with the mishap nearly 80 nautical miles off Viyangam. Acting on the information, the Coast Guard ship Anag reached the spot and rescued nine fishermen. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that India is moving forward through the empowerment and self-reliance of women. Addressing an interaction program with Lakhpati Didis and self-help groups members at the International Fairground in Hapania, Tripura today, the Vice President said the state government is playing an important role in implementing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of providing equal opportunities to every citizen. On the occasion of International Women's Day, the Vice President expressed gratitude to the Lakhpati Didis and wished that they would become Crorepati Didis in the future. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandavia, has called upon the youth of the country to take a decisive leadership role in the mission to build a Viksit Bharat. He attended the state-level My Bharat Youth Volunteer Conference in Kolkata today. The minister emphasized that while the country's 140 crore citizens would collectively drive this progress, today's youth, who would be the primary residents of a developed India, must spearhead the construction of that future. In the All England Open Badminton Championships, India's star shuttler Lakshya Sen faces Lin Chun-yi of Chinese Taipei in a historic men's singles final in Birmingham in a short while. This is a pivotal opportunity for Sen to script history. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.